McCook High School class of 1968. A few getting together here at Citadel on a Friday, and I've got two guys. Boy, when it comes to football stories, we could be here all weekend. Not all day, all night, but all weekend long. Jeff Kinney, John Walker here. And Jeff, you're back. You were back here last year. I think you timed it last year. Where was the start of pheasant season? But that's next week, so it didn't work out, did it?
Well, it did, but we have a planning session tomorrow morning to come back out and put something together.
Very good. You had a good time. It's always good to get together with all classmates and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You bet. You're going to be attending the Bison game, Bison Scotts Bluff, aren't you?
We'll be on the sidelines tonight, and I think both John and I are going to be talking to the team beforehand, but then we'll, you know, probably stay on the sidelines. So.
John Walker was the fullback for Jeff for many, many years. John was telling me about some stories. You got a lot of good stories about this guy, don't you?
Yeah. They go both ways, for sure, yeah. And I'm here to support the class of 68 that they have weekly or monthly meetings, and then also try to get the football players back from, because we're all 75 this year.
You don't look it. Don't look it at all.
It's a good life.
There you go.
Nebraska.
Tell us, what do you do now?
Retired. Fully retired. Yeah.
You're telling me Columbus area, is that right?
Columbia, Missouri. North of Columbia, Missouri.
Columbia, Missouri. I misunderstood a little early because you're talking about your boy. He's a track guy, isn't he?
Yes, and football. Lakeview in Columbus.
Okay. Very good. And a pretty good one at that. Is that right?
They're undefeated. Yeah.
Tell us, I got to share a story about this guy. I know there's a billion of them, but leading the way for this guy so this guy can get all those yards back in the day.
There's a pack. There's a secret pack that we have. No stories. No stories.
Yeah. But this guy was your guy, wasn't he?
Well, yes, he was, among many other guys, too.
We had a bunch of probably 8 or 9 guys that we played football together for junior high on, okay? And kept together and had decent teams every year. And it was the good old days. It really was.
Now, you were telling me earlier that if you had a chance, even in the professional ranks, you probably should have went with him. Is that right?
I shouldn't. I was more of a wrestler than a football player. Uh-huh. So,
yeah. Give me a story. Give me a game or two back in the day that you always remember in the days back here at McCook High.
I'll give one, okay? And this is on me. And we're playing Cozad. We've got them backed up to the 5-yard line. They're punting. I block through and block the punt. It goes straight up in the air. Jeff's standing next to me, and he goes other way. He meant around the other side of him. We could have scored. Uh-huh. I ran the other way on the field. A classmate, Steve Clark, tackled me on the 35, okay? Saved me touchdown for the other team.
I remember, Jim Marshall doing that for the Vikings back in the day. He ran the other way, so he saved the day.
And 3 plays later, Jeff scored. So it didn't cost me anything other than total embarrassment, okay? But it was still worth remembering, okay?
I'm sure you were razzed about that a lot.
I forgot about that one, John.
Yeah. There's some people that still remind me of it, okay? But all good times. It really was.
Yeah, Scotts Bluff, McCook from the past. Any highlights back when you guys played the Bearcats back in the day?
Just couldn't beat them. They were always a better team, and we were a small Class A team. But it was just a tough team to beat. I mean, we had a good team, but our record didn't show it because we played at teams like North Platte, Scotts Bluff, and Kearney. They were a much bigger school than we were. So.
Your Big Ten days. You're playing the bigger schools, aren't you?
Yep. So.
Don't you hate it that you have a Bison game and a Husker game on the same night?
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
I called the university and tried to get them to change it to Saturday. They turned me down.
They just wouldn't do it for you.
Hey, we got stuff going on out in McCook, Nebraska, and no response.
Jeff, what else are you doing these days?
Well, actually, I still work. I work from my home. And I've got 12 grandkids that are getting ready to probably have kids, too. So, and my just kind of enjoying life right now at my pace.
All right. So. John, you said retired. What do you like to do?
I do a little everything. I have a farm up north Missouri there and do that. Jeff's one ahead of me. I have 11 grandchildren. So I spend a lot of time chasing grandkids' sporting events. all over the Midwest here.
Now, guy that you know organized this kind of, Ron Hall kind of put this thing together and wanted everybody to get together, didn't he?
He's the one we blame, yes. Definitely.
And he's getting the bill, I hear, about that too, right?
Well, he likes to promote things and do things, you know. So anyhow, I'm going to start charging him to do this.
Yeah, you miss him here. You wish you were here, right?
Do I wish he was here?
Wish he was here.
Yeah, I wish he was.
Yeah. Maybe next year, guys. You could do this. Going to make this a yearly thing?
I don't know. I probably doubt it. It's not safe for an old man like me to be on the road driving.
We're running out of years to do this kind of stuff. Okay, so.
Well, I know you're going to tour the high school a little bit and be at the game tonight for the coin flip and everything, and stick around and watch. Hopefully, some good football tonight.
Exactly.
Keep checking this. Nebraska score, too.
I probably have Nebraska on my phone, okay, watching that, so.